Chapter 2. The Longing to Rise. Abraham Lincoln, William Henry Seward, Salmon Chase, and Edward Bates were members of a restless generation of Americans, destined to leave behind the 18th-century world of their fathers. Bates, the oldest, was born when George Washington was still president. Seward and Chase, during Jefferson's administration. Lincoln, shortly before James Madison took over. Thousands of miles separate their birthplaces in Virginia, New York, New Hampshire, and Kentucky. Nonetheless, social and economic forces shaped their paths with marked similarities. Despite striking differences in station, talent, and temperament, all four aspirants for the Republican nomination left home, journeyed west, studied law, dedicated themselves to public service, joined the Whig Party, developed a reputation for oratorical eloquence, and became staunch opponents of the spread of slavery. It was a country for young men. "We find ourselves," the 28-year-old Lincoln told the Young Men's Lyceum of Springfield, "in the peaceful possession of the fairest portion of the earth as regards extent of territory, fertility of soil, and salubrity of climate." The Founding Fathers had crafted a government more favorable to liberty than any of which the history of former times tells us. Now it was up to their children to preserve and expand the great experiment. The years following the Revolution fostered the belief that the only barriers to success were discipline and the extent of one's talents. When both the privileges and the disqualifications of class have been abolished, and men have shattered the bonds which once held them immobile, marveled the French visitor Alexis de Tocqueville, the idea of progress comes naturally into each man's mind. The desire to rise swells in every heart at once, and all men want to quit their former social position.